The flax growing has a long tradition in Estonia, but flax cultivation has decreased in the 20th century. At first, flax lost its battle with cotton, then with the development of the chemical industry, the man-made fibers have only accelerated the process. Thus, there is very little of the once significant area under flax in Estonia today. In Soviet Estonia, especially in its early days, flax provided the main income for the collective farms in southern Estonia. In the Soviet Union, the production of flax fibers was declared the most important technical crop in the non-black soil zone. Flax fiber became a raw material for the textile industry, oil was pressed from flax seeds, and the leftover flaxseed cakes were considered a valuable animal feed. Despite the ideology, the land under flax decreased from year to year. Of the 21.5 thousand hectares in 1950, had remained 3,200 hectares by 1970. Thus, flax growing remained a niche activity, mainly the farms of Vyrų and Pulva district grew flax. Flax growing is very labor intensive. In terms of labor demand per hectare, it is comparable to growing vegetables. It took an average of 10 to 20 men, days for an hectare of flax to be ploughed by hand. Baler for picking flax and flax harvester were able to do the same job in 1 to 3 days, but this was followed by a long and laborious post-processing process. It is possible that the reduction in flax acreage was due to the lack of suitable and efficient technology for demanding crops. When the flax was harvested and dried, the next step was to separate the flax from the core. For that, it was necessary to break the core. This is done in the flax break. The Estonian word for this stage is ropsimine. By doing so, the collective farms received a higher price for flax. The flax breaking machine in front of you was not very common in Estonia. The task of the machine was to soften the dry stalks of the flax with steam and then to break the softened stalks. Similar machines were found in some machine tractor stations in the 1950s, but ordering them was often beyond the reach of the poor collective farms. In the absence of technology, the collective farms provided flax with unbroken fiber to the flax exchange points, or the members of the collective farm sought out tools from their ancestors. The latter was not the worst practice, because Estonian flax fibers tended to be weaker and therefore required expert breaking to get more and better fibers than with a rather rudimentary machine.